This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us today, nephew?
A wedding and a funeral.
That's too much.
A wedding and a funeral.
They trying one more time.
A wedding.
Here we go.
But I like the way he had to cough.
He got
yeah, that's the
because he done had wind all in the back of his throat trying to say wedding.
Cat dog, play it, man. Let's go, cat dog. I'm not gonna say it again.
Hello, this is Ryan.
Hi, I'm trying to Ryan. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Who am I speaking to?
This is Josh. Josh over at the. I'm one of the officials at the church where you guys are getting married tomorrow.
Yeah. How you doing, man? I want to thank y'all for that too, man. We appreciate it.
Good. Well, we definitely hope to make you a member here sooner or later, since you guys are getting married, you know.
Hey, man. You know, I'm trying to get this work schedule changed up. You know what I'm saying? They got me working on Sundays now, man. So as soon as I tweak that and move that around a little bit, I'll be there.
Okay. Listen, we have a bit of a situation that's come up. We have some problems and miscommunication, and it's definitely been on our side. They had your name, Ryan, down here with your phone number as well as your soon-to-be wife, Sonya. They had her name here, but we didn't want to call her with this. We wanted to just reach out and talk to you and see if it just make you aware of what was going on, okay?
Oh, what's going on, man?
There's been a mix-up on scheduling. I don't know if you know, Sister Ola May, she passed away a week ago. And you're not a member of the church, so you wouldn't know her, but she's one of the oldest members here at the church. Sister Ola May passed away. And what's going on is you all's wedding is tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
Right.
But the actual funeral is at 3 o'clock here at the church.
Okay. What's your name again, Brother what?
Josh.
Okay, look here, Brother Josh. Hey, man, we already got this thing in motion, man. We didn't send out damn near 200 invitations, man. I mean, God bless Sister Ola May.
And I understand that, but I mean, you know, there's no way we could have moved it around. Now, the biggest problem, the funeral home is bringing the casket first thing in the morning. So what I wanted to make you aware of, and I didn't want you to tell your wife this, but the actual casket will be in the sanctuary, but we will have it covered.
Hold up, man. Are you serious? Now, look here, man. Y'all need to move this round. I don't know what y'all going to do. If y'all have a fellowship hall in the back or something like that.
Ryan, the only place we can actually put the casket in, if we didn't put it there, is in the actual room that your soon-to-be wife would be changing in. That's the only place.
Man, you about your mom. My wife ain't fixing to change in no room with no dead body. Are you kidding me?
And you know what? I understood that. That's the first thing I thought of. That's what I said. Let's just put the casket where it goes for the funeral. And we're going to cover it up. And see, basically, you actually get in.
Wow. I can't even believe you called me with this Man, look here, and excuse my French, man. Yeah, I know I need to get back in the church. I really do. But right now, Doug, this ain't going down like this, man. Now, we didn't okay. already paid the money. And first of all, you know, I don't even feel like she even had to pay, you know, to hold no wedding over at her church where she paid tithes at. That's the first thing. You know, I ain't like that from the jump. But I went ahead and went with it because she want her pastor to marry us. And now you got the nerve to tell me that y'all we arranged that a funeral gonna happen the same day as my wedding, and my wife got to get dressed in the room with a dead body?
Well, no, we not gonna put her in that room. I'm putting that body first thing in the morning. I'm gonna put that body in the right there in front of the pulpit, and we gonna cover it. Now, what you're getting out of this, you get more flowers because there's gonna be flowers from the funeral. So I'm thinking that's probably gonna be a little bit of a perk for you. I just wanted you to be aware that it's probably going to be more people than you think, because some of the people that's going to be at your wedding is really for the funeral.
Hold up, man. Are you serious right now, man? Look here, Doc. I done paid for the wedding to happen at this church, man, okay? And no disrespect to the lady that has passed. God bless her family. I ain't playing to not put no dead body having no funeral at my wedding, man. That's crazy. What the
She's a member of the church, too.
I don't give a I don't be no member of the church, man. I done paid for this wedding, and it's going to happen tomorrow, man. You not fixing to put no dead body at my wedding. Watch your
Mr. Ryan, I mean no disrespect, but the woman has passed. She is not going to get up. So, I mean, what is the problem?
The problem is your called me with this man the day before my wedding, and we didn't schedule this 6 months ago. I had to spend $25,000-$30,000 on this wedding, okay? And are you going to tell me that we got to share our wedding with a funeral? What the hell is wrong with you, man?
But let me ask you something. Do you want to have your wedding at this church?
I paid for the and what you mean, well, I'm having the wedding. Okay, I tell you what, lift your body up in the morning. I'm rolling the right out to the street.
Excuse me?
Playing. Y'all just sit out there in the front and throw flowers like throwing rice. But we going to have a wedding inside the sanctuary tomorrow. I promise you that.
Sir, I cannot assure you that it won't be. As I have no other place to put the body.
Okay, well, I'll bet you I'll find somewhere to put it. If I get that tomorrow, there's a body in there. There's going to be a couple of bodies in there. And I ain't. You got two choices. To move that funeral or to reimburse me back this $30,000 out of my already spent. Those are the only two choices I want to hear about. Meet me at the front door tonight with a $30,000 cashier check. We say to have this wedding up in there tomorrow morning. You heard me? I ain't playing at all. No jokes. What the is wrong with y'all, man? You can do something else, man.
Listen, hey, I understand that. Listen, sir.
I don't want to hear no more from you, man. All I'm saying is it's going to be a wedding at this church tomorrow without the dead body. That's all I'm saying. Push the to
Ryan,
the bank, man.
Ryan, hey, there's one more a bit of an issue that I need to tell you also.
What the can be worse than a dead body? What issue can be worse than a dead body at my wedding, man?
The issue, sir, that is worse than a dead body is this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your best man, Jeff, got me to prank phone call you.
What? That's hey, what, you know what, man? The best man about to get the best whooping he can possibly get, man. I ain't playing. These then got me the day before. This is the best beat down possible, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, one more question. What's the baddest radio show in the land, Ryan?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, babe.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There it is. Wedding and a funeral. Come on, right. That way. Where my fanfare? Where
that
everybody
was crazy.
At?
That was crazy. That was crazy.
Hey, hold up, hold up, y'all. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I thought the thing was praise and a raise.
That's
coming
letter.
Up with the strawberry letter.
Strawberry letter, Steve.
You're supposed to be worshiping my prank right now.
Okay, I'm
sorry. That's all right. Come on. Come on, I need some claps. I need some hugs.
King of pranks.
Too much.
King
you don't need nothing.
Yeah. Come on, that's a home run. We're going to have this
he
wedding.
He really does.
Yeah,
we're
going to have this wedding right here while this body here. I took a cleanse. I just.
It's oversharing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Really? No, good. No, tell us about
this.
Hey, no, no, Steve.
All right, there you have it. Get ready. My next stop is December 28th. That is it's called the New Year's Comedy Jam. It is actually on December 28th at the Dar Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. That's Tony Roberts, Lance Woods, Red Grant, Lou Nail, Bruce, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. All right, tickets on sale right now. You can make that a great stocking stuffer and put it in somebody's stocking and give them some laughs for the Christmas holidays. Land in the cut after that is Milwaukee, the Nephew is coming. That will be MLK weekend at the Improv in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets on sale right now. The Nephew coming through. I ain't never been up in there. So come watch me. Come see what all the fuss is all about.
All right, Nephew. Well, thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.